Hey everyone, it's Andy Bueller, high school sports reporter and host of the Scorebook Live Today podcast. So the coronavirus has shut down schools and halted high school sports, but we're taking things up a notch in hopes to help during this time of great uncertainty. Each day we're releasing a special episode of this podcast called Dickow's Quarantine Series, where our own Dan Dickow interviews an expert in their respective field, from coaches to trainers, authors to former standout athletes. Subscribe to this podcast for free, and please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Let's keep everyone safe by washing your hands and following the governor's stay-at-home mandate. We're just as excited for high school sports to return as you are. Here's Dan Dickow after a word from our sponsor. Are you a small business impacted by the coronavirus? Washington Federal is here to help. Washington Federal is a proud sponsor of Scorebook Live, and it's offering a five-year business line of credit with 90 days interest for free to businesses that have seen a 10% or greater drop. Apply now to receive up to $200,000 on business lines of credit. The folks at Washington Federal understand small businesses may need an emergency loan. They're doing their best to help during this global pandemic. If you're a small business owner who needs help, head to wafdbank.com to apply. Questions? Email business.lifeline@wafd.com. Dan Dickow, Scorebook Live, Washington, with the podcast today. During these uncertain times, bringing a number of different guests onto the show, whether it's authors, motivational speakers, strength coaches, but continuing to stay connected and involved with a number of really good high school coaches from across the state. Our guest today, he was on earlier this season. He's on again today, Coach Mario Mengarelli from Zilla. Coach, how you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely a pleasure to have you join us. It's been fun following your season, your teams the last couple seasons. This year as well, you guys started off incredibly hot. You played really well. But as you mentioned before we began recording, sometimes you run into a team that's playing very good basketball at the right time of the year, where there's one or two plays that doesn't quite get made that maybe you had made throughout the course of the year. Can you talk about your overall progression of your team for the course of the season and then the experience at the state tournament?
Yeah, we had a great year. You know, our last two games, we came up a little short. We got put out, not where we wanted to end up, but we kind of battled throughout the year, lost a tough buzzer beater game to Toppenish. Other than that, we were 22-1 going into the postseason. You know, we just won our district title by 25 points. And when we were watching the RPI formula kind of break down on our way home for the district title, we kind of seen the road that was going to be pretty rocky to get there. But if you want to be the best, you have to beat the best. And we drew Lenny Christian in our regional game. And we're up four with about a minute left, something like minute 30. And ended up losing that game, had a shot to win it in regulation, our possession, and then lost in overtime by three. And then we had drew the 9 a.m. game versus Kings, and we came in, and they jumped out to an early lead. We kind of battled back, absorbed it, came out in third quarter. We always play well in the third quarter. Went up 10, got a couple guys in foul trouble down the stretch, and then they got hot from three, tied it up going to the fourth. And then they went on a run. We couldn't really make it back from there. Lost by 10 with free throws or something like that down the stretch. But and then just boom, like that, went from feeling really good about our odds to season over. So it was a tough pill to swallow, but we're not letting that define us.
Whatever level that you're at, whether it's high school, college, pros, the end of a season is very difficult for a coach. It's also very difficult for a player. Now that you've had a little bit of time to kind of distance yourself from the season, is there any one particular memory or one game that stands out that will make you remember this team in a certain way?
This team was kind of different. You know, Mason transferred in, and it was kind of a different dynamic. You know, we've had the last, it's my fourth year, last year we we've had kind of our same guys that are just more cohesive with each other. And then Mason Style is kind of a ball dominant guard, and we weren't quite used to that. So the transition of that and watching this team like truly become a family as the year went on, you know, because it started off not rocky, but just different, you know. And then as we kind of progressed through the season, to watch him take kind of a step back to modify more to what we were used to, and our guys kind of take a step in his direction to let Mason be Mason, because when he's feeling it, you know, he's scary good. So we had to kind of commit, both sides had to take a step towards each other to make us kind of feel that what we needed. And I think it was just kind of that gradual progression of seeing that happen is probably my biggest memory of this team.
It's always fun to watch a team, whatever level, kind of evolve over the course of a year and mold, and the best sometimes the best stories come out of those teams that have some question marks early, but then come together and figure out how to overcome those. And it sounds like you guys did. I mean, tremendous season, but you had mentioned you can't let a difficult loss in the postseason define what a truly successful season looks like. Many coaches at this time are in a very uncertain kind of period, because everything going on in the world, schools are shut down with the coronavirus. Kids can't get in the gym as maybe they would like, and the coaches would like to be able to continue to support them. How have you gone about continuing to stay a part of your players' lives in this uncertain time?
I think just staying connected with them. You know, don't always see them face-to-face. A few came out to my house just to kind of get away. I'm having a little different lifestyle. I kind of play cowboy where I live and hunt and fish, do all that stuff. So then to get out of the town setting and come out to my house is always good. But just staying connected. And then before the whole coronavirus hit, I just made the gym available to them in different ways, because I think it can be kind of therapeutic, especially after a tough loss and season ending, to just go and get shots up and kind of feel better about life with you preparing for your game, either for some of my seniors getting ready for next level, and then for some of my younger guys just trying to not get that sour taste out of your mouth so that doesn't happen again next year. And then, yeah, just connecting with them, social media stuff, trying to follow along. I know they've been working on their highlight tapes to get themselves out there that way, so just trying to promote them that way as well.
You mentioned being active on social media with your players. But I've also noticed you're fairly active on social media, just in the coaching world too. You follow Scorebook Live. You retweet a number of things that we have done covering high school basketball over the course of the year. But being active on social media, is there anything that you're trying to focus on as a coach to improve because you have more time on your hands right now?
In there, so I make 30 people happy and a lot of people not unhappy, but it's part of the job. And then as far as social media, I just try to follow as many good coaches as I can, or anybody that tweets good stuff. I just try to follow them and then just steal little sets here and there, and sometimes it's just a motivational little quote that I steal, but there's not like one specific area that I follow. Just whatever I can, whatever fits our system and what I want to do, that's kind of what I just gain from it.
You mentioned you having some time right now to follow some certain coaches, prepare for one of the big, really good big events in Central Washington during the high school basketball season. When you take a chance to kind of project forward what you want your team to look like next year, what does that vision look like?
Right now I have 5 returning guys that are solid. You know, we're going to be a really good team with my 5. I got Mason coming back, first team All-State. Clayson is just a stud. He's a physical guy. Luke Navari, he's a 6'3", going to be sophomore, shoots it, does it all. And then I have a kid named Tegan Waldman, that's a really, really good shooter, and a kid named Paul Medrano that got injured and missed about 12 games. So he's a little bit shorter, but both of those two are going to be seniors. And so I have five complete guys, and then I have my JV and my C-squad guys, see who puts in the work and steps up to kind of fill in those next three, four guys to what our team's going to look like. So I'm really excited for summer just to kind of start answering some of those questions and see who's developed during the offseason.
Well, you guys have continued to build a tremendous program in Zilla. A lot of times players and programs at the 1A level don't necessarily get the respect or the attention maybe that they deserve. And we've tried to spread out the attention across the state and across classifications with Scorebook Live. But when you put on your basketball fan hat, when you look at a program that you love the way that they run, regardless of classification across the state, who would that be?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm a pretty good, especially with social media, it makes it so nice to stay in touch with all around the state. I kind of, a little selfishly, I go to the coaches I like and their styles, and I get to see them a lot. So Lyndon is always one with Coach Roper, you know, how he, I don't know if it'd work for me, but the discipline that he has and the organization and same thing, just the pipeline of athletes that they have coming in there. I love what they do. And then watching Coach Hornets this year with North Kitsap, they came to our tournament, and just watching them with their little more high pace, I like watching that. So year in, year out, I kind of jump around on who I really like watching with their styles. Even Clarkson this year with, I think, True Allen, he was so fun to watch. But I don't know if I have a specific program, because I'm not, if I was closer to the metro, might be like the Garfields, Rainier Beach, a little more, I don't know, fan-friendly, the O'Days, but I'm not very close to them, so I just have to kind of watch from a distance. So I stay in on what they're doing, usually what Scorebook Live keeps me up to date on some of that stuff, and then other than that, just, I'm more of a small town, not small town, but just the 1A, 2A, because our state's here, so I get more connected with them, so I'm just watching those programs.
Awesome. Well, Coach, always appreciate connecting with you. I'm glad that you've been really receptive and responsive to Scorebook Live and being a bit strong advocate for us. Hopefully everything kind of blows over in the next couple weeks, and we can get back to life as we know it and back in the gym, because that's where I know you want to be. I know that's where your players want to be. So thanks for joining, and look forward to the next time we connect.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.